Hey Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, man. What's going on?
Oh wait, no, I know what I was going to say. So this is our show number one, and we're going to call this Beal Chart Presents. So you need to stay subscribed to this show, and please send us emails at BealChart@gmail.com.
Chris, did you drink too much coffee or something?
I have a cold, so my voice sounds different.
All right, well, let's get this kicked off. Little explanation before we begin. Chris and I have been doing this for a while. Songs, stories, other stuff like that, and now we're trying to get it a little bit more cohesive. We're going to try to put this out every 2 weeks for you guys. Hope you like it. I think it's pretty unique. We figure we crack each other up, so maybe that'll have that effect on two or three other people out there or something. But anyway, here comes some music and a story and maybe something else. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Which story do I want to tell? Hold on. Just wait a second. Hold on. Just wait a second. Hold on.
The Flying Beal Chart Company is now transmitting to all sublevels. Position J straps. Swallow the yellow cough syrup and prepare to depart. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So I smacked him and he turns around, and his face got red, and he stands up, and he's huffing and puffing, and his adrenaline is rushing. He's like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit you that hard. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, dude. I just had to hit you for some reason. He's like, are you crazy? So I smacked him, and then he made me staple my own hand with a stapler. So those were the days. Those were the days last year that happened. Yeah, I had to staple my own hand. What do you think about that?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Come on, it's not your fault. I mean, you work at a pretty business-like place. I don't know, you wear a tie, right? I mean, you can't go to your boss and say, Jim made me staple my own hand. I mean, the shame. The shame of it.
What was I going to say, Dave?
I think you were going to say that this is a pretty sweet background thing I did. I've been driving around in my car for the last week with my headphones on, listening to it, and it just like makes it seem like something crazy is going to happen at any moment. Nothing happens, but you know, it still seems like a thing on TV today about birds and watching it with my kid, one of those nature shows. And I was thinking, when I was in Denver, me and my buddy Rock had this art space studio in this old warehouse. We had chickens that we'd keep, I don't know, for fun, I guess. And one day we were hanging out and we were smoking. And he comes back in from the outside where we had this little courtyard, and he has this little baby pigeon. And I was like, oh, where'd you get the pigeon? He's like, it fell off the top of the roof into the bushes, and I figured I better grab it and we'll take care of it so it doesn't die. And I was like, that's a great idea, you know. And he's like, well, I have a great idea. Why don't we put it in the chicken coop with the chickens, and they'll take care of it because they're birds. And I was like, that sounds right. And so we put it in the coop, and we went and we painted and we hung out, we smoked, we listened to some Stones or something, I don't know, old stuff. And I came back to see how the chicken was gone. The only thing that left was a beak. Chicken's inhumanity to chicken. No, it was a pigeon, so, I don't know. Same species, right? I mean, no. Phylum. Whatever. That just kind of struck me as pretty barbaric of those chickens. One time I was actually put in a chicken coop by this guy who thought it would be funny when I lived out in the rural part of New York State. Yeah, he locked me in his chicken coop, and they started pecking. And once they draw blood, they just go crazy. I had to kill a couple of his chickens just so he would get mad enough to let me out and try to beat me up. But you know what? I don't mind chickens. I think they're kind of sweet.
Disengage headgear. Visit our site and subscribe to our podcast at www.theolchart.com.
So I guess that's kind of the format. Yeah? What did you think? Yeah?
That was sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. Should be good. Anyway, keep listening, and we'll keep doing it.